This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As the east coast of the United States, Eastern time zone, more election results are coming in. We're following the numbers over at Politico.com. Now they're calling more states. Several more states have now been called for Hillary Clinton, totaling up her electoral votes to 44 over Donald Trump's 31 votes. So, again, you know, it's hard to really say early on who's going to win anything, but we do know that Guam voted for Hillary Clinton, and historically, since 1984, Guam has correctly predicted, even though their votes don't actually count because Guam doesn't have any electors, their votes have been very accurate in predicting who wins the election. So you can share your thoughts with us here tonight. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In voting-related news, Edward Snowden has shown how easy it is to hack into a U.S. voting machine with a cheap memory card.
Sorry, I'm just reading on Politico. Clinton wins Massachusetts presidential race. 0% reporting. What?
Well, I mean, it's Massachusetts.
I mean, yeah, but still.
Edward Snowden has shown his 2.4 million Twitter followers a video in which experts were able to change the number of votes for each candidate in the voting machine's memory and also alter the paper trail backup. According to the story, he said that hacking individual machines would be easy, but election officials would probably be able to detect the fraud after polling day, which could be crucial if the result is contested. Snowden said that researchers just demonstrated how to hack the official vote count with a $30 card. He said little time to patch this vulnerability, but can still forbid use of this model, run statistical analysis after polls close on arrest to ID outliers. He added, hacking voting machines, not that difficult. Hiding a secret deviation in votes from after-the-fact statistical analysis, nearly impossible. So what he's saying is that if you hack the voting machine, that could be detected and likely would be detected later on in analysis after the fact. The revelation comes as millions of Americans vote for the president today after the ugliest campaign in living memory, including claims by Donald Trump that the election is rigged. In many U.S. states, voters record their choice by pressing a button or a computer touchscreen. Now, researchers at security firm Cylance have exploited a shocking vulnerability in one popular model of voting machine, the Sequoia ABC Edge Mark I. It was widely used in 2008, and this year will still be used to tally votes in 13 states, including swing battlegrounds Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The video shows how the experts were able to hack into the machine using a PC memory card costing about $30. In a few steps, they were able to make votes for one candidate count as votes for the rival. They also easily changed the names of the candidates and other details. Right. So if you wanted to, you could hack in there and change Hillary Clinton to Doge,
right?
You know, if you wanted to. They inserted a modified PCM CIA flash memory card into the machine and restarted it. The altered and false data was retained in the system on relaunch and was also transferred to a printed paper version at the click of a button, making the results appear genuine. Cylance said, quote, with access to the physical machine, we were able to produce a forged update with false voting data. The company's chief executive said it was not only this model that was vulnerable, but anything that uses a touchscreen and a compact flash model. Asked about the likelihood of such an attack on Election Day, he said, quote, we don't have the threat intelligence to say it's going to happen, but we know it is quite easy and possible to do. Another security firm, Symantec, has recently revealed similar vulnerabilities in the AccuVote machine, which is used in Alaska, Utah, and Georgia, and in precincts in more than 15 other states. They reprogrammed the same PCM CIA flash storage card, which is the kind used to set up the machines by election officials via a slot on the side. Security expert Brian Varner said he was able to reset the card to allow an individual to vote multiple times, and also managed to program the card itself to cast multiple votes.
Right.
He said anyone who knows how to program a chip card and purchase a simple $15 Raspberry Pi-like device could secretly reactivate their voter card while inside the privacy of the voting booth. So, there you have it.
Right.
This isn't new news. It's, you know, not a surprise that people can hack these machines. You know, we're here in New Hampshire where we're still filling in the little bubbles. We got the pen and we're filling in bubbles. So, of course, there's machines that count those votes.
Right.
So we don't have voting machines on which we individually vote. But then when you finish, there's this little sucking machine that... You insert the ballot and it just sucks it in. And I don't know if that machine does the tallying or if the machine is just collecting the votes. But obviously, if somebody wanted to manipulate numbers, they could probably manipulate whichever machines are tallying up those hand cast votes.
Right. Well, I mean, couldn't you be screwed anyways? I mean,
well, you're going to be screwed anyways, whether it's Trump or Clinton.
I mean, you could have human beings who want to miscount things as well.
That's true. And that does happen.
There could be computers. There could be people who, I don't know, aren't honest.
That absolutely happens. And that's why they've had, like, the political parties will send representatives to the different polling precincts to oversee, to physically watch people count the votes.
Yeah.
So that's a thing, because, and the reason they do that is because it's not uncommon for somebody to sneakily go in there and start counting, you know, two for every one vote for, if they're a Hillary supporter, counting twice or, you know, adding one in for every five or something like that. Those things have happened in the past.
Yep.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go all the way to New Zealand, where Joseph is on the line. Hey, Joseph.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to talk about the vaccines cause autism.
Okay. You're on the radio.
Right. It's a very serious cause, and I think we should talk about it, stuff like that.
Okay, well, you're on the radio, so did you want to say something about it, or did you just want to say that you believe vaccines cause autism?
I do believe vaccines cause autism.
Okay, thanks for the call. Terrible phone call. Yeah, when you call a radio show, you generally want to have...
What do you expect? You believe vaccines cause autism.
Yeah, you generally want to have more to say than, you know, one sentence.
There, maybe I inspired someone who does believe vaccines that cause autism. I know, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of conspiracy theorists out there that want to call in about that, so...
I would love to hear a compelling case. I would love to hear a compelling case and maybe a debate.
Well, there's a lot of people who have a personal story of somebody who has autism who got, you know, vaccinated. Of course, correlation is not causation.
Because basically almost everyone gets vaccinated. So, you know, you have basically 100% of the population getting vaccinated for the most part.
Yeah.
Oh, a few people got it. Oh, we have like 12 people that got autism, so it must have been the vaccine. Like, what? Because it happened right around the same time. Oh, you mean when people develop autism, you mean right around the same age that they get vaccines. Oh, okay, so that's obviously clearly...
Look, I get the concerns about vaccines. I'm, you know, if I were a parent, and I'm not, I've got a vasectomy, so I don't have to worry about making these choices. But if I were a parent, I mean, I don't blame a parent who's like, whoa, I don't want to inject my kid with all that crap. And they've got more vaccines now. They've got more of them now than when we were kids, too. So they're really loading them up.
The other thing that they do that I think that if I were a parent I would do is I would say, don't inject all the vaccines at once, you idiots. Spread them out.
Right. And that's one of the things that really kind of weirds me out.
Yeah, that's weird.
It seems like you're really loading up a little kid with a whole lot of what are basically dead strains.
I mean, I have my immunization records, and they are spread out. They're over, like, a course of, like, a couple years. Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay.
And we were talking about most vaccines, they're not live
strains. And I did have an allergic reaction to a vaccine.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember it?
Don't remember it, but...
Okay.
I know that I have an allergy to one of the vaccines that I got.
Right. Now imagine having to deal with two or three or four of them all at the same time.
Right.
And I think Mark had a similar experience when he was a kid as well, also having a very negative experience. So I can't blame any parent who says, yeah, I'm not going to do that with my kids. If my kids want to get the vaccines later or when they're old enough, because you can still get a vaccine later in your life, can't you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Right? So if you want to get one later and when you're able to make those choices for yourself, then okay, go right ahead. But
or you can just get the disease itself. That also immunizes you.
That is one way to do it. Well, that's how the vaccines work. They're dead strains of the disease, right?
Yeah, they just cause your immune system. And a lot of people think immunity is like you're disease-proof. No, that's not it.
This is Free Talk.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us toll free. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number's 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, a chimpanzee has been ordered to be freed from a zoo because it has non-human rights, according to the judge.
Huh.
We'll tell you about that here in moments. It's Ian with you.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Also, I want you to try out what might very well be the best pillow you'll ever use. And if you decide that it's not for some reason, you can send it back and get your money back. There's a risk-free, basically risk-free for 60 days. You do have to pay for the shipping to send it back, but otherwise, you get your money back if you don't like my pillow. I've been using one for several months here, and I've been enjoying it. It's the best pillow I've used. Because if it wasn't a good pillow, I wouldn't still be using it. MyPillow.com is where you can go. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get your pillow at half price and get a second MyPillow free of charge if you want. So what I mean by that is one at half price or two for the price of one. And if you don't like it for some reason, you can send it back within the first 60 days. Plus, there's a 10-year warranty on the product. And unlike your regular pillow that you've had for however many years and has collected however much, you know, dead skin cells and dirt, because you can't wash most pillows, you can wash MyPillow. In fact, it's built to do that. Very, very cool. MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We'll talk about non-human rights here in a few moments, plus a brand new tool from Adobe that'll make it so you will be, it'll be easy to fake whatever it is that somebody who wants to fake your voice will easily be able to do that. And it's probably going to be within the reach of pretty much anybody. Let's go first, though, to Sarah listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know what? I was riding the bus today. I actually met two voters, and they refused to believe that the mail ballots have to be in by 7 o'clock and it will wind up in a dumpster. You know what? They refuse to believe me.
Well, why would somebody not believe that?
Well, you know what? That is the reason. Okay, people like them, that is the exact reason why we have like 1,000 ballots in the dumpster. Because I'm telling them that they said, oh, you know what? Those absentees, they count those as it comes in. They don't do that. This is not Guatemala. Do you think you don't even trust those chips and the computers? And you even question the machines that read it. These people actually believe that they'll count it after it gets there at 7 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
They're used to believing.
You know, P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute, or at least that's what I've heard. I've also heard he didn't say that.
Yeah, but this is amazing, you know, something. And then they said, well, this is not a third world country.
One thing I've not been amazed by is the stunning amount of ignorance that the average person has, Sarah. So sorry that you've experienced that. Thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why anyone would think that you'd be able to send a mailed ballot in after the election was over, I don't get. Doesn't make sense to me. 855-450-FREE. See you studying what appear to be the election results there,
yeah,
Johnson.
Yeah, I'm just staring at them. I mean, just, you know, like Florida is just fascinating to me. It's 60% reporting.
We used to live there, you and I.
48.5% Clinton, 48.5% Trump.
Oh, wow.
There's like
neck and neck.
3,000 vote difference right now or something like that. It's insane.
That's anybody's game.
Yeah, it's anybody's game. It's just very, 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 very close there. But see, a lot of the other states have Hillary about 10% in the lead. It's
right now the total, according to Politico, is Trump with 51 electoral votes, Clinton with 44.
I can tell you right now, though, from looking at these results from the states that are
uncalled,
kind of uncalled in battleground, I think Hillary's got this by a great amount. Yeah, I just think that's the way it's going. I mean, it's funny. It's like, I'm depressed either way.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
When I think about either one of them winning.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you said you were totally depressed tonight, Cody. Is that because of the election?
It's starting to feel that way, yeah. Like
starting to sink in?
Like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Everybody is just picking their master. And yep. you just get tired of it.
If you thought Obama was bad, wait till the next 4 years.
It's just, you know, I also like, I do like that when there's a party switch. You know, I like the parties to kind of flip-flop back and forth because it, like, means less is going to get done. You know, I just, if we get, you know, a full Democratic sweep, which seems like it may happen, I don't know what's going on in the other Senate races and the House races and whatnot, but yikes.
Gary Johnson, by the way, of course, you know, a lot of our listeners, libertarians, a lot of people supporting the Gary Johnson campaign. It looks like he's doing better in the North than he is in the South. I'm just kind of clicking through here. Again, we are only having results at this point from Eastern time zone, a few results coming in from the Central time zone at this point. But, you know, it's still early on. Right now, even in the Eastern time zone, we're still only looking at states with less than, many of them significantly less than half of their precincts reporting. But Johnson, currently in Florida, is at 2.1%. In Georgia, he's at 1.9%. In Alabama, at 0.9%. South Carolina, at 1.5%. So he's not even cracking 2%.
Clearly, Johnson is spoiling the election in Florida because he's 2.1.
are people saying that about him?
No. I mean, they've been saying that he's going to, you know, that any third party candidate. They always say that the third party candidates are spoilers.
Yeah, but one of the funny things this year was it used to be that they would say about the Libertarian that they would take votes from the Republican.
Right.
This year, they're claiming that he's taking votes from Clinton.
Right.
So which is it?
Right.
Well, it's neither. The truth is the Libertarians take votes from everywhere. They take votes from Republicans, Democrats, and people who've never voted before, or people who've been so burned out on voting that they finally heard about the Libertarians and they got excited enough to come back and actually vote. As you move up the Eastern Seaboard, Johnson starts to do a little bit better. In Virginia, he's got 3%, 2.5% in North Carolina, and again, these are not final numbers in any way, shape, or form, 2.8% in Kentucky. 3.5% in West Virginia. Ohio, he's at 2.5. Pennsylvania at 0.5. Let's see, going on here, 1.5 in Maryland. New Jersey, he is at... Oh, there's nothing reported in Jersey yet. There's no reporting in Jersey, but they've called Jersey for Clinton. 0% reporting, they've called it for Clinton. And in New Hampshire, he's doing the best that I've seen so far at 4%. So it looks like Gary Johnson, if you're going to base your extrapolation here of data off of what is already available, it looks like he is not going to hit 5% nationwide, which means the Libertarian Party is not going to get their treasured government money.
You know, Trump needed to win Florida, he needed to win Pennsylvania, he needed to win Michigan, like some of those states, in order to take the election to get the requisite electoral votes. And, I mean, Hillary's currently with, 0%. How is it that she's got 80% of the votes if there's 0% reporting? That's so strange.
Yeah, it's too early to draw any conclusions at this point. But nonetheless, it is interesting to watch the results as they come in. We'll share some more with you as time goes on here tonight. But you're welcome to share your thoughts. More importantly, that's what we're here for. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as it's not even, you know, the polls aren't even closed yet in the Mountain Time Zone or on the West Coast. 855-450-FREE. You can join us and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Election night edition of the show. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You may dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And we were just talking about some of the results coming in thus far for Gary Johnson, who is, it seems, going to do better this year than he did 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Which will actually be a first, apparently, because Daryl W. Perry has actually looked at the numbers of third-party candidates who've run twice, because Gary's not the first person to do this twice.
Right.
And what he found was that in previous elections, the second time the third-party candidate ran, they actually did worse.
Oh,
which
wow.
Seems counterintuitive, because you would think that if they ran once, they built some name recognition and then should be able to build on that
right.
success from the first time. But no, apparently in like the examples of recent history, third-party candidates who've run more than one time have done worse the second time around. So this is going to be the first time that has not been the case. So Gary Johnson looks like he's going to do better this time than he did in 2012. But ultimately,
I wonder, though, if that has more to do with how horrible the other choices are.
Yes.
Than, you know, oh, Gary Johnson's actually a great guy.
I don't think we have to wonder about that. Yeah. I think that's absolutely the reason why Gary Johnson is getting the
votes. And what's crazy is, as horrible as Trump and Clinton are, if he still can't crack 5%, then, you know what, I'll probably never vote again, because why do it? I mean,
did you vote this time?
No.
Well, what are you talking about? You'll never vote again. You didn't even vote this time.
I'm not 18. I mean, I voted in the last two elections.
You're not 18.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like the way you were talking, it would be my first time.
I'm pretty sure
voting.
You're in your mid-20s.
I know.
No.
I'm confused.
He's saying he's voted before.
I've voted before a couple times.
Okay.
I'm saying at this point, I don't know if I would ever really do it again in the future.
Ever in your life. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I still think it's worth it to vote locally,
right.
Like for the Libertarian candidate here in New Hampshire, the governor, gubernatorial candidate, Max Abramson. He is currently doing 4.2%. And if the Libertarian candidate for governor can get more than 4%, then they will be given major party status, which would mean that Libertarians in the next election would have it as easy as Republicans and Democrats in order to run. So right now in New Hampshire, if you want to run as a Republican or Democrat for, let's say, state representative, it's a $2 filing fee.
Right.
But if you are a Libertarian, you have to get 150 petition signatures from the district in which you want to run,
right.
Which is a lot of work. It doesn't sound, 150 doesn't sound like a lot, but it is not easy to get petition signatures. You're talking about spending a decent amount of money, but this, if he can get 4%, then that'll go away. Then it'll be a $2 filing fee, which means we'll have a bunch more Libertarians to vote for in 2 years. Let's go to Dennis. He's in Sarasota, which is actually where you and I have lived in the past, Johnson. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went for Gary Johnson. I told a couple of my friends this, and it has pissed more people off than anything else. I mean,
really?
Just a couple of minutes ago, I had a friend text me, thanks, bleep, bleep. Trump might win Florida now because of you, because they think that it's a vote for Hillary or vote for Trump.
It's
like,
just
there's
ridiculous.
There's no way it could be a third party.
Yeah, well, that's what we were touching on earlier, is that, you know, in previous elections, Johnson, or not Johnson, but the Libertarian candidate has been accused of taking votes from the Republican. But this year, people have been accusing him of taking votes from Clinton.
Right.
And as you've learned, whoever it is that the person is supporting, they think you've taken votes from them. So if it's a Trump supporter, they think you took votes from Trump. If it's a Clinton supporter, they think you took votes from Clinton. I mean, you just can't make these people happy.
Wow. Vote harder next
and
time.
Then, there is good news this election, though. I mean, Amendment 2 in Florida, it seems to be doing pretty good right now. I mean, it looks like it's going to pass.
Oh, is that the medical marijuana?
Yes, it is. And we need that desperately for some people here.
Now, didn't that, the last election 4 years ago, didn't it just barely not 2%. Pass?
2% is all we needed, and it had 50%. It needed 60 to get a supermajority, and it couldn't. And the biggest argument they've made this year is the legislature's already passed medical marijuana. Well, they kind of did, but they didn't. It's hard to get a dispensary opened up here. It's kind of like they're dragging their feet as much as they can.
Oh, yeah.
So a constitutional amendment would fix that. Then they have to.
Well, you know, they passed it by the legislative process up here, and it took them 4 years to actually implement what they were supposed to do, and there had to be a lawsuit actually to help speed it along. So what's it currently at? I don't have those results in front of me.
Last time I checked, it was at 67%.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, that also reminds me that there are 5 states tonight, including Maine and Massachusetts, who are going to be voting on actual legalization. So not just a medical program, but full-on legalization. So those are going to be some other ballot initiatives worth taking a close look at. Dennis, anything else you want to share with your experience?
The other thing is, too, I found out that there is a large libertarian movement still going on in, you know, the Florida area in the Sarasota. I didn't think there was much because I found out you guys moved away, but there still is a little bit going on down here. Just really not enough to do anything.
Well, that's not you can't qualify that as large. OK, so if the movement is so small that there's not enough people to do anything, then you can't call that large. I'm sorry. I was there. I lived in Sarasota for 26 years of my life. I was involved with the Sarasota Libertarian Party. And Johnson, I believe you were as well. When we left, the Sarasota Libertarian Party disbanded because they didn't have enough people to keep the party together. They didn't have enough people to, like, have chairman, vice chairman, and treasurer, basically. So they disbanded, and they turned into the Sarasota Libertarian Club. And the funny thing is, and I haven't been to their website in a long time, but a few years ago when I went to their website, all of the pictures that they feature on the Sarasota Libertarian Club were taken in the year 2000 when it was the Sarasota Libertarian Party and when we were involved in their activities. So, yeah. Look, the only real libertarian movement worth talking about is the one in New Hampshire. There really isn't anything else out there worth mentioning. I wish there were. I mean, if there's some sort of exciting libertarian news tonight or, you know, anytime, there's open phones here all the time, and I would love to hear from more than just Sarah and David and, you know, Ricky. There's a lot
Ralph,
of great...
Don't forget Ralph. Yeah.
Well, Ralph actually hasn't called in a while, so...
I know. The one reason I listen to you guys every night is just sometimes... For Ralph and for James, like those two, even though, like, you know.
Don't encourage
them. It's just worth the listening for the whole show just to catch Ralph calling in and calling Obama an animal or whatever else he says. Like,
you know,
it's just worth it.
It's interesting, you know, the people have such varying opinions about these guys. Some people love these regular callers, others hate them, and that's just how it is, right? It's like, you know, playing songs on the radio. Some people love Led Zeppelin, some people hate them. And you're never going to make everybody happy. Hey, Dennis, thanks for calling and sharing the results so far tonight out of Florida. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
They're still using the logo I designed for them, which is cool.
Not a surprise. are you on the Sarasota Libertarian Club page?
I'm just looking at all the... I actually went through a bunch of different pages to see if they were using it all over the place, and they are. They're using it pretty much everywhere down there.
So Libertarian Gary Johnson has done so far better tonight than he did in 2012, but ultimately, as you pointed out, Cody, it's because he's not Trump and Clinton. And the polls during, you know, the last year, any poll that included Harambe would do as well as Gary Johnson. So if it were Harambe who was on the ballot, I say that he would do as well. This dead gorilla would do as well as Gary Johnson. That's Gary Johnson isn't getting votes because people love the idea of the non-aggression principle. They've not been presented with that.
Right.
Gary Johnson hasn't said a word about the non-aggression principle during this campaign. By the way, Bill Weld addressed the issue, but only when I asked him about it when he was here in Keene, New Hampshire at a campaign event. Weld is the vice presidential candidate along with Gary Johnson for the Libertarians, and I asked him whether he supported the non-aggression principle, and he said that he did. Of course, the words that come out of his mouth in every interview make it sound like he does not even understand it.
Bill Van Allen
just
still
trying
comes
to make you happy.
Bill Van Allen still comes up in top search results for
for Sarasota Libertarians. I like Bill. He's a nice guy.
I do, too.
I hope he's well and still selling flowers down in Florida. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the election, certainly welcome, or whatever's on your mind.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so you can join us over there at Skype username lrn.fm. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We are, of course, following the election results here. Spent the first hour talking about ticket scalping because there really wasn't much of which to speak as far as results are concerned. And we are now starting to see more of them come in with the current tally at Hillary Clinton with 48 electoral votes and Donald Trump at 60. That's according to Politico.com, who has called most of the eastern time zone at this point for, well, I guess they haven't called them. There's still several states where it's a toss-up. It's uncertain as far as who's going to win. And we've also been following closely the results of Mr. Gary Johnson, who is not doing so hot in the southern states, less than 2% so far in the southeast in most of the states there. Gary Johnson with, in Georgia right now, 2.3%, and Alabama, 2%. So he's going to do better this time around than he did last time. But as you pointed out, Cody, there are people who are voting for Gary Johnson and Jill Stein because they aren't Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of protest votes. I don't think a lot of people are excited about these candidates.
No.
Some people are legitimately excited about Jill Stein.
I think as a lefty is concerned, Jill Stein is an exciting candidate. At least she seems to have some sort of, I don't know, if you want to call it principle or whatever. She seems to hold dear to whatever values it is that that she has. Johnson, on the other hand, he's not a libertarian.
No. And so the thing is, I have a few friends who voted for Jill Stein. And, you know, I could have nitpicked and argued about it, but I'm like, well, it's not going to make a difference either way. And you know what? At least they're voting for somebody,
right,
and for somebody they believe in. The thing that kind of gets me about some of these libertarians voting for Gary Johnson, you know, I voted for Gary Johnson 4 years ago, and that was 4 years after being disappointed that Ron Paul didn't make it and doing a write-in for him. And you would think that a lot of these people by now would just say, wow, this is not going to get me anywhere. Why am I putting so much time and effort and energy into something that's really going to be inconsequential. And you've seen a decent amount of activists who have put so much faith into something that will disappoint them within the next few hours.
What's really been frustrating to watch of these Johnson supporters are the ones who are so rabidly for Johnson that they will attack people, even people who they consider to be friends, who are not supporting Johnson.
Yeah.
For instance, I voted for Daryl W. Perry. He is one of the hosts of Free Talk Live. In fact, he's going to be joining us tomorrow night for an election recap episode, a post-mortem, if you will.
Yes.
I voted for Daryl. I wrote him in. I could have voted for Gary Johnson, but the dude isn't a libertarian. He's not spreading the message of non-aggression. He's not talking about that. So why should I bother? Why should I bother rewarding the Libertarian Party for making a poor choice for their presidential candidate? And an even worse choice for their vice presidential candidate in Bill Weld, who, by the way, for the record, after Weld came to Keene and claimed that he believed in the non-aggression principle, which is the sort of uniting principle of the libertarian movement, the idea that you shouldn't aggress against people in order to achieve political or social goals. You should not use aggressive force. You should not use coercion to do these things. I actually told Mark, hey, look, I'm willing to have Weld on the show. If you want to contact the Libertarian Party or the Weld camp, because he knows, he's more into the Johnson-Weld thing. He actually voted for Johnson.
Yeah.
So he knows who to contact about these things. I said, look, I'm willing to have Weld on the show. I wanted to ask him more questions about this. I wanted to nail him down on what he knows about the non-aggression principle. Why aren't you talking about it? If you say you support it, how come you're not telling people that? How come I have to ask you a question, on camera here in Keene, New Hampshire, halfway through the campaign before you'll even say something about it? And I would have loved to have had a conversation with the guy, but didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he turned down this particular media appearance. Presumably it was probably never even made it to him. It was probably made to some campaign manager who just said no. So don't let it be said that Free Talk Live wasn't willing to interview this guy. I absolutely was willing to interview him, and they never responded from what I can tell. So there you go with that. But by the way, the Libertarian Party, for those of you at the national level, if you're not in New Hampshire, because in New Hampshire, the Libertarian Party is great. I mean, they've been terrible up until recently when Daryl was elected the chairman. Before Daryl was the chairman, the other guy who was in charge, he's a nice enough guy, but he just wasn't cut out for a chairman role.
Yeah.
He's the same guy who failed at organizing the Liberty Forum. So there was a yearly event that happens here that the Free State Project put on called the Liberty Forum. There was 1 year, 2011, where it didn't happen, and that's because the same guy who was the chairman of the Libertarian Party just totally dropped the ball on organizing. It was the 1 year he'd never organized it before, and he's never been organized it since, but he just totally botched it up. So this is the guy who was in charge of the party. He wasn't even answering emails. You couldn't even get the chairman of the party to respond to interested candidates, to interested media. Anybody who would email this guy would just go into the void. I mean, for all they knew, the dude was dead or in a hospital room or something like that. That's how bad the Libertarian Party was here for many years.
Wow.
So recently, Daryl decided to run for the chairman seat. He was elected unanimously by the people at the Libertarian Party meetup this year. So I think there's a bright future for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire. As far as the Libertarian Party of the national level, I'm not impressed with who they've chosen for president since 2008.
No.
It was Bob Barr then. It was terrible. It was Gary Johnson, who was slightly better than Barr in 2012. And now you've got Johnson and Weld this year. It's just not an impressive thing. But the fact is, the Libertarian Party still remains the best option for spreading the ideas of liberty at the national level. And it is possible, maybe, to try to win it back for those who really care about freedom. If you want to work within the Libertarian Party, because what else are you going to do? I mean, the Pirate Party isn't really, isn't really a thing in the United States. I'd love to see that thing take off, but it hasn't, and
sure,
it's been around for a decade now. So the Libertarian Party is still a major player, and if you want to get involved, we've secured a free membership for Free Talk Live listeners. So if the barrier to entry to you being, I think it was like a $25 or $35 a year membership fee, if that was what was keeping you out of the party, well, we've wiped that away now. And you, if you're a Free Talk Live listener, can become a Libertarian Party member over at lp.org/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And I think you have to use all lowercase for that. lp.org/FTL. Go and get your free membership in the Libertarian Party and can try to make a difference within the LP there. Because if you're not in New Hampshire, it's going to be hard to make a difference at all for Liberty, but the Libertarian Party is probably your best option. lp.org/FTL. Let's go to Gamma. He's in Chicago, and he's been drinking, according to the, as I'm sure many in America are drinking very heavily right now as the election results are coming in. Gamma, you're on the line here. Go ahead.
That was quick. I got on quick. I am.
It's because you're the only
totally,
one.
Totally depressed about this whole election. Just the thought of the oppression that is going to happen in the near future, no matter who is elected. I'm rooting for Trump because Hillary is beyond evil as far as I'm concerned. So I am rooting for Trump, but I fear Hillary will get elected.
Yeah, I think you're rooting for the underdog.
But either way, I don't really expect much, and I'm this election has got me full geared for secession.
I was
75-80% secession before then, but now I'm like.
But wait a minute, you're in
8%?
Chicago. You're in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are the chances that Illinois is going to be seceding?
Oh, well, absolutely zero. This is the leftist bastion of what I can believe, because everybody I talk to is. Besides a few who know me, they'll approach me with Trump because they see me, like, doing YouTube videos and whatnot. But besides that, everybody is full-blown Hillary here and full-blown leftist.
Mm.
So
why are you still there? Is it, like, a job or family or something? What's keeping you there?
Well, I originally... I went for a supervisor position in the job I'm in to gain some experience so I could move to New Hampshire, and I still plan on getting there, but the position I'm in is kind of like, you know, it's kind of like it's decent for me, you know?
Sure.
I you know, I've created all the procedures in the position I'm in, and... You
so
know,
you're like a key
it's
man.
It's scary to just jump away from that to move someplace else. But I do. Every day I think I gotta move to New Hampshire.
That's the first
it's
step.
On my mind every day.
That's definitely the first step. I don't know if you have more comments. If you do, stand by. We'll bring you back. But that's the first step. Get it into your head that this is something you want to do.
Took me years of having it in my head, and I finally did it, maybe 5-6 years later.
And when you have the intention, the universe will open the path for you. It is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.